lot of very sexist jokes.
A few, they're not that bad. You actually did a really good joke. You did a really good joke about, like when they brought in the laws of like the age of consent. It was like, oh, from Nebraska, 12. Ooh, no, that's too young. That's gross.
Review the ages of consent in different countries and think whether it's right or wrong.
Should we?
Yeah, I think that's
a great way to get us demonetized in like the fucking first 30 seconds. We'll get it anyway.
Good for
Age
it.
Age of consent. Welcome back to the OmniTalk podcast. I'm your host,
Christopher Hodge.
Matthew Winter. Age of consent in near me.
Age of consent near me.
Age of consent. Okay. So are we going international? Here we are.
Do global.
We're doing global. This is really how we're going to start the 250th episode of the hashtag OmniTalk podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
Yes,
fun.
It is.
That's fun. So let's have a look. By continent?
By continent.
I'm on Wikipedia. I just want... Okay, let's go...
From youngest to oldest.
Oh, fucking... Let's rank by... Age of consent ranked by how cool it is.
How cool it is. Sorry, what?
Age of consent. Okay, here we go. I've got a map. Ooh. So it looks like there's countries with 21. No, that doesn't sound right. That's wrong.
That sounds fine.
Can we? That's way too late. Tables. Here we go. Okay. Age of consent in Mexico. No, that's just like, United States. No, it's different every state. I don't want to go state by state.
It's different in every
state. Why did you? Yeah, it is. Do you know that?
No.
Age of consent around the world. Here we go. 13, 14. Okay. The age of consent is 13 or 14 in Japan.
Didn't
China.
Just raised it to 16.
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Austria, Germany, Colombia, Portugal. Those are 14. 13 is the Arab Democratic Republic.
They don't get married at 13, can't they?
Yeah, I think so. Niger, not to be confused with
the other N word.
Correct. 15 to 16. Russia, Canada, UK, that's pretty standard. Croatia, North Korea, thought that would have been lower.
What is it in Australia?
It's 16, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's 16.
I'm pretty sure it's 16.
Right.
17 to 18, Kenya. That's an interesting one. Argentina, that's an interesting one. India, that's interesting. Isn't it? Because you would have thought, like, these Indian men, do you know what I mean? Like, you know how these Indian men, I just realized we're saying that we're wearing the same fucking shirt that we did in the last episode, and it's going to ruin the illusion.
We've just had time to cycle our wardrobes completely.
Should we just go shirtless?
Yeah, might as well.
I'm not doing that. It's fucking...
Keep it on.
It's gay.
I don't want to see
above 19 in South Korea.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Do you think we learn anything from this?
Different cultures have different perceptions on age of consent.
I've learned when I'm going for my next holiday. No, I'm going to like South Korea. Like, I'm okay, yeah. Like, you know, the age of consent's higher. Can you believe it, Chris? Can you believe it's 250 episodes of this podcast and we've never missed a week ever?
Ever?
Yep.
Really?
No. Definitely not. Definitely haven't had like four hiatuses. Definitely not had times where it's like, oh, I missed a few weeks. Wait, so what was the first episode? Well, let me...
First episode.
Yeah, when did I release it? I've got to find out. I've got to go to the...
Not including the pilot episodes.
Not including the pilot episode.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let me just go to the easiest way.
This would technically be like 253 or something if it was including the pilot episodes.
It'd be 263. We had 13 episodes in the pilot season.
Wow.
So 12th of February 2017. So if we go, let's say 250 episodes. If wow. we... How many weeks since the 12th of Feb 2017? That's like 17, 18, 19, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. So 7 years and 1 month. How many weeks are in that? How many weeks in 7 years?
What's that? 52 times 7 plus
and 1 month. 369. So
No.
The sex number. So if we go 369. Fuck, I fucking hate this fucking iPhone. Take away 250. That's 119 weeks of the podcast we fucking missed.
Wow, that's a lot.
So who do we blame that on?
Brad.
No, we blame it on the fucking, you know, the COVID virus.
The economy.
So the fucking Chinese.
Can you do that?
I don't think you can blame them. What did they do? They were just trying to...
Eating bats.
I had Chinese on the weekend and it was not that good. I had Mongolian and I had to mix it with my fried rice. Is
Mongolian Chinese?
Oh, well, I got it at the fucking Chinese restaurant.
That's why they built the wall, Matt, to keep them nasty Mongols.
You can't look at me and go, probably a bit edgy, and then make an edgy joke yourself.
But they did. That's why the Great Wall of China was for, is to keep the Mongols out. Because they were trying to invade.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Can you give me another history lesson?
I've walked on the Great Wall of China.
Have you?
We spoke about this in the Great Wall of China episode.
Back in an early season of episodes of podcast, we talked China trip.
Yeah. Yeah, but I walked on it.
We talked China trip. Yeah, we did walk on it.
It was Mongolians over one side.
Was it actually?
The Chinese? No.
That's so racist.
That's not racist.
It's racist.
It's a wall. Trump was going to build a wall.
Was he? What happened to him?
Keep the Mexicans out. Oh, he's in a lot of trouble at the moment, isn't he?
Why, isn't he? The funny document. It was documents or something, wasn't it? I don't remember
he's
all
on
the
that
deets.
List. He's on that.
Is he?
Special list that the government released.
Wasn't Matt Perry on that list?
Visited some island somewhere, I don't know.
I think all the Friends cast are on that list.
Probably.
Are we going to mention Epstein's list every episode?
Hey, it's a hot topic. That's what we're kicking 2020.
Do you realize this episode is going to come out in like 4 weeks?
It'll still be relevant. There'll still be names coming out. We've only just had the Stephen Hawking drop. Who else just as out there could be dropped on that list?
Something just went in my head. Mm. And it wasn't because I haven't had all my Ritalin today. What it is that, look, sure, this podcast might not be timely because we record a few weeks in advance. You've got to do what you've got to do. But this gives us the opportunity to go, let's put some names out there.
Yeah, let's predict the future.
Let's predict the future and see, oh, was this person's name found on the list that went to Epstein's Island?
Okay.
You go first.
I'm bad with names. Fuck, what's the guy you can't see?
John Cena. I'm thinking Bow Wow. That's my thing. So after he was in Like Mike, Epstein said...
Beyonce.
Isn't she already on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres, is she on the list? I feel like she's on the list.
She could be on the list. She could be on the list.
Pop Smoke, my favorite rapper. It's not really. He's a pedophile because he was at Epstein's Island.
Husey.
Surely Husey.
Oh, God.
You know, they saw him on an episode of The Project and Epstein goes, I want him now.
For all this.
Yeah, it's fine. Speaking of, sidebar real quick. Remember how that was a bit in the podcast? The podcast that has just celebrated 250 episodes of the podcast?
Yeah.
Do you remember how we used to say sidebar real quick?
Yes.
And it was just Hayden?
Yeah.
Former co-host of the On We Talk podcast?
That was because the two people were speaking into one microphone, then another two people were speaking into another microphone.
What a dumb thing.
And then we'd have to try and... You'd be listening to two conversations at once.
So dumb. Why did we do that? Sidebar real quick though. Speaking of, I forgot what the fucking thought. What were we talking about? Husey, defamation. On like one of the new South Park specials, the Cred one, which is just Prime with Logan Paul. They didn't call him Logan Paul. They called him like Logan McDouche. Seasoned back in the day. You know, you would just say that R. Kelly is still in the closet. But now it's like, oh no, he might get sued for defamation. Do you think it's just, is that real? Or is that just like, is that them covered, is it being pussies?
Are we protected here in Australia? What are the defamation laws like? I know they're really bad in America.
They are. Like, because you have you seen like clips of like, what do you call it? It's the cam footage. They go into people's house and it's like, are you sneaky anime boy 35? He's like, oh, my son is. My 35-year-old son upstairs. He goes, oh, you said to this person on Discord, I'm going to fucking come to your house and fucking stab you in the throat 35 times. It's like, oh, but I said, you know, in Minecraft. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's laws like that.
The fuck?
Have you not heard of that?
Get swatted.
Yeah, people. No, not swatted, but like actually, like somebody's reported their comments for saying that I'm going to kill them.
Yeah, fuck off.
But like, mate, okay,
just turn your computer off. Don't get cyberbullied. It's easy not to get cyberbullied. Just turn your computer off.
Have you seen that Tyler Creator tweet?
No,
I'll show you. It's riveting.
Fucking hell, people live their entire lives online. So when their online life is threatened, they feel like they're about to die.
Tyler Creator put up a tweet and it says,
just get off the fucking computer. What is this?
He says, ha 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 ha. How the fuck is cyberbullying real? Ha 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 ha. N-word. Just walk away from the screen like N-word. Close your eyes. Ha ha.
I mean.
And that got 420,000 likes.
Say you're playing Roblox, right?
Yep.
You're playing Roblox and you're hitting on your cute little Roblox girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a regular thing for me.
And another guy walks up and starts hitting on your cute little Roblox girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you say, don't hit on my cute little Roblox girlfriend. And the guy calls you a slur. Are you going to A?
Yeah. Report him to the internet police?
Yeah. B? Turn your computer off and just go, hey, that was stupid. Or C? Shoot up your school.
Well, I feel like as a D, and you can go, oh, I'll tell the story of my podcast. We'll make a TikTok about it.
How many of them choose option C? It's just
oh, probably none of them.
No, sorry. Oh, fuck. What were the options?
One, call the internet police.
Oh, fuck.
Two, just, you know, close the computer.
Yeah, how many of them choose option two and just turn the computer off and go, well, that was stupid, I'm not going
to
play
probably
Roblox
like none of them because people like to be... Because
they like to hit on their little Roblox girlfriends. Exactly. Moral of the story is... Women are bad.
And don't get a Discord kitten.
Exactly.
And if you're going to get a Discord kitten, can you just message me and help me out there? I've never really...
There are some bad Discord servers out there. Just as a sidebar.
I'm just going to go back to that. So
I've seen a lot of those... what are they? The like online... deep dives and whatnot by different people.
Fuck.
And they're like, oh, this community did this. And it's like, there was one community that had a Discord server and it was like trying to convince other members to get HRT.
Oh, really?
Hormone replacement therapy to be... To make males more feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was on... It originated on Reddit, right? There was all these threads and then it's like, oh yeah, it'd be cute if you were a girl and all sort of stuff. And then it went on to Discord and then there was like all of these like, they were like blackmailing them and all this sort of stuff. Mm. And then like some of them actually went through with it because they were being blackmailed so much.
Fuck me, God.
And they turned into, what do you call it? I don't know.
Femboys?
Femboys. That's the word I'm looking for. Femboys.
I saw a video and it was about a, like, not a Discord server, but several of them. And they're like... Oh, what do they call them? Like advice servers?
Mm-hmm.
And then people would go into them and get like, you know, older men pretend to be younger boys and go, oh, like what's wrong? Like, do you want to talk about your problems? Yeah, dad hits me at home. Mum hits me at home. I'm getting Fs. Oh, I hope you're okay. You're a beautiful person. You know, I would never let anybody do that to you. Oh, you're so sweet. And then just like get nudes off children. And then like, it's just like a child exploitation ring.
It went from 0 to 100.
But it happens.
Yeah, right.
It's like this, it's this chronically online age. Do you ever think there was a point in your life where you were chronically online? I know I was.
I like to think no, but I'm sure there was at some point. Just as a quick sidebar, I'm getting dished up a lot of reels on Instagram that I think are targeted to turning me into a femboy.
It's a For You page for a reason.
Like it's when bro wants a cookie and it'll be just be like some cute little anime girl doing like a little dance sequence and then it's meant to be that's your bro, but it's because
I think I know why.
Cookie, they look like a cute little anime girl, so you give them a cookie.
I think I know why.
It's all this femboy shit.
What's, so you know how you sent me like a lot of cringe TikToks? Like we sent heaps to each other.
Yeah.
I think like, you know, it gets lost in the algorithm. Like it like goes, oh, here's a cringe TikTok. But here's also like that same subject matter. And it's not supposed to be cringe, but it is. But it's like, now we're going to target you with these like femboys dancing. And it's true. Actually, sidebar real quick.
Yeah.
Sidebar times four. Have you seen those videos and it's like those anime conventions and they go up on stage and you have to give your biggest? Ew, ew. That was fucking horrific. But you know what? Have you seen those videos?
No.
And they're like, you go, the girl goes, ew, ew. Or like, that was fucking racist. I'm really sorry. But then the crowd goes, and it's always like the same sort of like, it's either like, oh, whoa, or it's a whoa, like it's the same sort of like a low rise. Okay. It's really cringe. I'll send you a video. It's really good. Do you want to watch one? No, we won't watch it. Actually, I want to find one.
Do you remember this banger I sent you the other day?
What was it? If I could reach over to that and turn on your mic right now, I would. I really didn't want to come during the podcast.
Why am I getting served stuff like that on Instagram Reels, Matt?
Because you fucking
watch anime.
You like the content.
I'm pretty sure that don't like anything.
That in the algorithms. Mind in the algorithm prioritizes like shares over likes, as in like if you share something, that's the thing, you shouldn't share cringe because you're gonna get recommended like way more cringe than you would if you just liked it.
I get so much cringe and I love it. I love the cringe. I mean, amongst the beheading videos and horrible horrible deaths, it's like it'd be like horrible death, anime girl, femboy, some random fucking weird old guy, half nude.
Is that what your reels are?
Oh, my reels is like completely fucked.
See, I feel like I've gone through what my YouTube Shorts feed is with Ben really recently. Or was it you? I think it's time for a comeback. What is that?
I think
it's time.
See, look,
the shit,
it's an upskirt cone in the butt. Like my reels is fucked. See, that's the first thing that come up. I mean,
if I look at my reels, cringe redhead guy called Galen. Stephen Hawking as soon as he gets on Epstein's Island. There we go. Cringe millennial meme. What I eat in a day. Scene from the new Ted TV show.
Too different to mine, except mine would have had two beheadings by now. Or like ISIS recruitment videos.
I get a lot of these.
What is this? Oh, the Downy ones. Yeah.
I get a lot of like the Down syndrome influences. Like there's nothing wrong with them having Down syndrome. It's just the fact that they're on my feed. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Instagram tailoring their disabled content to the worst possible audience to receive disabled content.
Really?
It's how the algorithm works, baby.
What did you just say to me? What did?
Get fucked by the algorithm. It's how the algorithm works, baby.
Do you think that we should get another mic set up and have a third person here? At times?
We need someone to bounce off. Be like, can you pull that up real quick? Then we'll look over and there'll be like another screen. Then we can all just look up to it and just be like the content there instantly within like 8 seconds. What was that guy you were talking about in the H3 podcast? Like him. Yeah, like one of them. Except it's just everything.
What about Stevie? A little clips. Sudanese kid in the corner. I've allowed him to wear the element hat this time.
His hands are a bit too decrepit. Yeah, I don't think he can use a mouse and keyboard properly anymore.
Somebody wrote in the comments last week, oh, he looks like a black Stephen Hawking. And I said, that is so disrespectful. And then I went on an AI app and made him like Stephen Hawking.
I'm trying to picture that. I can't picture that.
Speaking of, sidebar real quick. Times seven. There's this thing there's this trend on Twitter and it's like an attractive girl posts a photo and this account quote tweets it. Like let's say it's like an attractive like white girl. This guy quote tweets it. Hey, this is what you'd look like if you were black or Asian. And he edits the photos if they're black or Asian. But if it's like an Asian girl, it's like, oh, this is what you'd look like if you were like Mexican or Asian.
Can AI just do that?
That's what he uses.
Oh, okay.
And it's really cool content. And when I say really cool.
Yeah, that's cool, I guess. Yeah, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I thought it'd be funnier than I'd remember that. But
that's interesting.
Is it?
That's very interesting, Matthew. Thank you for that.
I don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Have you done it for yourself?
What?
Have you used AI to do... Have you used generative AI to produce images?
Yes. I have actually of myself.
Yeah. Of yourself?
Yes.
What?
No, like, give me cool photos of myself, but with abs.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. No, it's pretty cool. We should have our own ooh-woo competition. If you guys want to send in to my email, matthew@onwe.tv, with your best ooh-woo, we might preview it here on the podcast.
We'll do an ooh-woo review.
And even ooh, better, if
that,
you...
That rolls off the tongue.
It does. Ooh-woo review.
That's a tongue twister. The ooh-woo review. Oh, fuck. Ooh-woo review.
For all our fans who pay $5 a month on onwe.plus, shout out, really good plug there, we'll do like a full compilation of all the ooh-woos. So then you can choose your favorite one for your ringtone. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I've got nothing else.
Yeah.
Do you remember how, sidebar real quick, number eight, how I was doing that Onwe documentary, Becoming Onwe, and we did the interview in your house?
Yes.
And then it just never came out?
I remember. Did you never release that?
No.
I was wondering why I didn't
see it. Okay, there we go. You don't even know if we fucking released or not. Content. Do you watch our fucking content?
I don't.
No, I know. I can tell.
It's not because I don't enjoy the content. It's because...
You're in it?
I am...
Afraid of...
Feedback?
Yeah, you mean.
I don't know.
See, it was going to be this thing where it's like I do an introduction at the start. Hey, guys, I'm trying to be big on YouTube. Of
feedback.
No, I know what you mean.
I don't
know. Sidebar real quick, number nine. It was going to be like I would introduce it and then it'd be like clips between like our interview and Ben's interview and Kieran, former co-host of the On We Talk podcast as well and been to quite a few videos. And then I just couldn't make it. I just like, I'm not passionate about this idea anymore. But Casper put a few of the clips together and like made it sort of work as a trailer. Maybe. I'm thinking of just like releasing all the full interviews just on We Plus for people to listen to if they want to pay $5. But I don't think people really give two shits. Let's get real for a second. Why the fuck did I start a Patreon when I had no fans? I think it was like, oh, I need to make revenue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I had too much of that business mind.
Revenue wasn't doing it for you.
Yeah, it's because we're not monetized. We're still not.
Yeah.
You have to have 1,000 subs now to get monetized.
1,000? Oh my God.
It used to be nothing. It used to be nada.
I got a guy at work. He's got his own YouTube channel.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't want to dox him.
Oh, you have to. No, but I mean, like, what's the content?
Restorations, car restorations.
Oh, really?
And he'll upload a video, and within an hour, it's already got over 20,000 views. His highest viewed video has well over like 200,000, I think. And that was within a week. He has like, I don't know, like 7,000.
So my question to you is, why the fuck would you mention that to me when I'm trying
to... It's just interesting.
Is it interesting?
It's interesting.
What part? That he's more successful than us?
I'm not saying that. I'm
you
just
fucking
saying...
No, you fucking are.
It's different content. It's a different audience. His audience is over 40s guys who sit in their shed and have beers.
But our audience uses the internet. They should be watching us now.
Yeah, but...
We should be at fucking 250 million subs. Fuck Mr. Beast.
250 million? Holy shit.
I don't know. How many's he got?
Heaps? Like 30 million? I don't know.
He's got two... No, he's way more than that.
I don't watch Mr. Beast. I don't know.
How many subs does Mr. Beast have? Oh, fuck off. Just give me a fucking... Okay, we'll go to his social blade. This episode's not sponsored by Social Blade because we don't... 231 million subscribers. Can you believe that?
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's a very even number too. It's exactly 231 million.
Oh, fuck off, Chris. Fucking piece of shit. I'm not a fucking fan of you.
Enjoy the sarcasm.
Okay, we're about 25 minutes in. Do we leave it to the end where I reveal you the thing? Or is this the thing that I need to show you?
Should I be nervous?
Kind of.
Okay.
Look, we...
I mean, it's about time it gets leaked, so...
I got one of my... Should I do it now or should I do it later? Should I do it in 10 minutes or should I do it right now on the hashtag On We Talk podcast? I got somebody special to get to wish us a 250th episode. He's one of my favorite Twitter lol cows. Not in here. I got a fucking... I got a cameo, okay?
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of James Cage White?
Who the fuck is
that? I'll show you a picture of James Cage White. He's a beautiful man. So if I type in James Cage White, he's this beautiful little Asian man. See that? Beautiful man.
He just looks like a generic Asian boy.
That's really fucking... Okay, no, racist. That's really racist.
I've been to Asia, I can say that.
Sorry? I listen to hip-hop, so I can know the N-word? Is that what we're saying?
Basically, yeah.
That's fucking not true. I'm going to display...
It's a word. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't hold any value.
Are we going to do this right before? I'm going to find the video. Oh, fuck. Where did I save it, Chris? Can you just talk about some random shit before I find it?
I guess. I've got some random kangaroo facts for everyone.
Fuck. Okay. Something else?
Did you...
Okay, I've got the video. It's fine.
Random facts on the Australian Raven, also known as the Crow.
Okay, we're gonna watch the cameo. Okay.
Okay.
And for our video viewers, it's gonna be right here in the middle of the screen.
I'll tell you the facts later on for those who want to know. Okay, you good?
Okay. Sidebar, real quick, number fucking 10. So I was either gonna like hint at, oh, let's watch a cool video, and now instead of me doing that, you're gonna hint at, I'm gonna give you a cool Raven fact.
Yeah, you gotta lead him on. Got to drag him through this so they can get to the cool Raven content.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
You want to press play?
Hello, mate. I am James Swan. I hear you are celebrating 250 episodes of the Unway Talk podcast.
Yes, yeah. We
are. That's very cool, very sweet. Congratulations,
thanks,
my friend Matt, for 250 episodes of the Unway Talk. Yeah, everybody should listen to your podcast. It's the best podcast I have ever listened. It's very cool, very sweet.
Do you think
everybody should listen right now. And we talk by match. Yeah, very cool, very sweet. I like it. And thank you for your love, me. Thank you. And you guys helped me find love. Thank you, my dear friend.
Oh, I said that would help him find love.
You'd love to hang out with me and go to a brothel one day. Oh, no. Better not. No. Don't go to brothel, my friend.
Be a good guy.
Don't go to brothel, my friend. Find a... Yeah, I wish you guys all good luck and find a beautiful woman who deserves you guys. Very good, very smart, lucky. Everyone, listen to Our Way Talk podcast. My man,
if you're hearing this, they're already listening to it.
For you guys, wish you big successful of your podcast, the best podcast. Our Way Talk.
Oh shit, he's got his dick out.
Podcast.
He's doing Gangnam Style.
Bring back any memories.
Fuck, that's a throwback. He's pretty good.
He's not.
Fucking, yeah. He's doing all right.
Congratulations to celebrate 250 episodes of Our Way Talk podcast.
Fuck, there's
everyone
so much spit on his fucking chin.
I like it. Good luck, man.
He's very energetic. That was incredible. How much did you pay for that?
Like fucking $350.
$350?
No, I lied. $300. No, I lied. It was $30.
Holy shit.
And I sent it.
$30. I mean, that's a good night out. Yeah, that's a trip to the brothel for him.
Exactly.
You helped him find love.
I sent it to him. And it was 20 minutes later, he'd already done it. I feel bad for him. The thing is, he's got a son as well. And his wife won't let him see his son. Not a meme, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad for him. Do you see the spit running down his chin?
Very passionate.
Very cool. Do you like his catchphrase? Very cool, very swag. I like it. He also has t-shirts that say, very cool, very swag. I like it. I refuse to buy one.
Interesting character.
So yeah, that was the only person to... and I had to pay for it.
Let's have a moment of silence for the... So anyway, cool Raven fact.
We're not fucking telling cool Raven fact. Okay, give me a cool fucking Raven.
Did you know the little Raven is only a centimeter shorter than the full-sized Australian Raven?
Is it actually?
Yeah, they call it the little Raven. It's like fucking same size.
All right.
Yeah.
So you know, we're talking before about it, like that YouTube, like the drop-off, like when you look in the analytics. As soon as you said fucking Raven.
Dude, Ravens have the average intelligence of a 7-year-old.
Really? Do you know if you fart, it travels like, it takes 3 seconds for it to travel a meter? Did you know that Chinese and Japanese people aren't from the same country?
I did. I feel like I knew that one.
Now that, do you like my cool Asian facts?
What are the
are we splitting facts?
Oh yeah, there's a distinguishing difference between, is it the Eastern and is it Northern or Western? I don't know. They got the base of their feathers either white or grey, and the only way you can tell is by like getting really close to them and moving their feathers, by which point they're not happy. Oh, and they also associate where you're looking as what you want to eat. So if you stare at one for too long, they get nervous because they think you want to eat them. Hey, come on. I'm trying here.
Oh, sorry. I just got really bored by your fucking Raven facts. Why?
Ravens are cool, man.
Start a Raven podcast. Cool. Start a Raven / watch / whiskey podcast.
I will. Okay, here we go. The Australian Raven, I'll call it that, and it'll just be like, it'll be like, you know where they get those artists to do like a suit with like, it's like a human in a suit, but that the head is like an animal. It'll be like that, but with like a raven, and it'll be like really, really sick. And then it'll be, I'll have some fucking graphic made up and that'll be like, that'll be the channels.
Why does everybody who comes on this podcast think that they can just go start their own podcast and be more successful than this one? No, that's something that you have an immediate answer for.
I could literally just slap a GoPro to my head and just vlog. It's not hard.
Do you think when they do POV porn, it's just a GoPro on the head?
I've thought about this. Whether it's like, is it like... No, not the porn side of things, but just the POV stuff. Like how is that? Is it like... Because often it looks like it's from like chin level. Because if you put it up here, surely you'd get like nose in the field of view.
It depends what the...
How does it... I don't know. Is it like a stick they have in their mouth with like a camera on the end?
When they're talking. Or is it like those Google glasses? The glasses.
This is what I'm saying.
Remember the glasses? You know how there's like people, like the Snapchat brought out glasses. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Didn't Ray-Bans partner with Facebook or something?
Yeah, something like that. Pretty cool. Pretty swag.
I don't know.
I like it. That's my new catchphrase. I've been trying it out. I've actually been trying out new catchphrases at work all the time. Do you want to hear some?
Hit me.
Okay. That's how I like it. That one's got me in a lot of trouble, but I also tried out, there's one I tried out the other day, which was really good. It was like, know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Fuck, what the fuck was that?
You gotta add a little...
What? Fucking bit of ebonics in
bit
there?
Of flair.
No, you, no bit that of was flair. That was fucking pure ebonics right
know
there.
Know what I'm saying?
Ooh. What the, sorry? Are you a fucking ad lib artist for fucking Pop Smoke?
Hey, you give me a catchphrase and I'll add some flair.
Okay. Who let the kids out of my basement?
Who let the kids out of my basement?
There's gonna be a point, probably 10, 15 years from now. That you'll be, you know, sitting in Parliament as like our possible next Prime Minister.
Oh shit!
And then you know, for the Labor government, because you're a big Labor guy.
Labor.
Yep. And then the Liberal guy will go, I found this clip of you from a podcast called Inuit Talk from about 10, 15 years ago.
Oof. Yeah.
And it's you
I'm
going.
I'm not getting my security clearance.
Are you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the thing with me is though, I have no self-respect. And I've got nothing going for me.
That's a quality though, I find.
Is it?
Mm.
What, that I don't have anything going for me?
No.
What are you trying to say? You think you're fucking better than me?
I've never said that.
Never said that.
Give me another catchphrase.
He's been making grilled cheese at night. Do you like that story?
Making grilled cheese at night. That
What's it? Not been making grilled cheese at night.
It's good. Are you making fun of Down syndrome people? That's so disgusting.
No.
They're the coolest people. They're so chill.
Downies are up right now.
The fuck are you saying? What?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Downies are up right now.
I'm
fucking
sorry. Don't clip that. Don't clip that.
For those who don't know, I have a little stream deck here. I just clip shit. Sometimes it's not for like clips. Sometimes it's like to send to your employer.
Just a marker. Oh, to send to my employer. Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Sometimes your dad.
Ah, they don't fucking care.
Don't they?
As long as I don't talk about bad about my employer, I can literally say whatever the fuck I want.
Really? Yeah. I mentioned an episode years ago, something about safe. We have a safe at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody sent it to my boss. Unless he was listening to my podcast. In that case, that's pretty cool. But.
Hey, Ronald McDonald.
Not Ronald McDonald.
That's who you work for.
That's not who I work for. Am I really in focus and you're slightly out of focus?
That's the boss. I don't know. Doesn't matter. No one watches the video anyway. Matt, I'm asking the question. Ronald McDonald, he is your boss.
I call him Ronnie McDonnie.
Mickey D.
The Big D.
The Big D.
That's my nickname in high school. Actually, it was Ugly Faggot.
Or is it Cheese Burglar? Is that your boss?
That's my boss.
What are the other mascots? Grimace?
What do you just... Grimace? Grimace? That's what you just said.
Grimace.
Grimace.
Grimace. Isn't that the purple thing?
It's Grimace.
Yeah, I said Grimace.
You said Grimace.
He's a groomer. He's a Grimace. What's the girl's name?
Oh, Henny Penny? Is that what it is?
I don't remember. There's a young girl.
It's Grimace. Mascot. Henny Penny.
Henny Penny? No, Henny Penny's a... Henny Penny does the fucking... Violent diarrhea chicken that you get with chips.
Really?
Yeah. There's one in Tamworth still.
Is it really?
I don't know. There's not many.
Have you been to Zombreros? Do you buy?
I fucking love Zombreros.
Really?
Yeah.
Zombreros. You said Zambreros.
Zambreros. It's Zam. It's Z-A-M Brero.
Me when I see a guy called Sam. But
Zam. 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 Wow. Zam. Right. Zambrero. Is that the catchphrase?
I don't think it is.
Oh man, you get the burrito with the lamb.
That you get.
Don't get the fucking avocado. $2 for avocado? Fuck off.
What's Subway?
Same with Subway. Like, why are you fucking charging for avocado?
Because they need to make money somehow.
They make all this avocado up and it guarantee you goes to waste. Just fucking give it to people.
Are you looking at yourself while you fucking rant? I think we need a window to stop saves.
Why?
I don't know, I feel like it'd be something cool. I'm not going to do it. I really don't want to get up.
Have you ever bought avocado?
Yes.
For $2 extra?
No. I mean, like, I bought an avocado for home.
Oh, but I mean, like, on your Subway or your Zambrero, do you pay for guac or avo?
Yeah, I have a few times. It's good, though. Guacamole?
Fucking rich over here paying $2 extra.
You earn, like,
guac.
Fucking $500,000 a year.
I'm not paying for guac. Fuck guac.
Also... Sorry,
included.
Why the fuck were you doing a fucking lotto when you came in here before?
Yeah.
Do people still do lotto?
Yeah.
Have you won anything? Or is it just like the chance of like, this is it?
Got to be in it to win it.
Isn't it funny? Like, people do the lotto, people are about to kill themselves.
There's a very fine line. Hey, if I don't win the lotto, leads to the other.
You didn't even let me tell my full joke.
Sorry, go.
No, I'm fucking... No, you fucking... It's a 250th episode and I got a really good joke.
Go for it.
People who are going to kill...
Kids out. Oh, my basement.
I'm not going to tell anymore. I didn't want to tell it. It was going to be my opening stand-up joke. I'm not going to do anymore. People who are going to kill themselves... What was the other big end? Yeah, I fucking forgot. Maybe forget my own joke.
Lotto.
People are doing the lotto. People are about to kill themselves. Oh, yep. This is it. Oh, it was funnier in my head. I had a fucking fool, like, you know, because they're going to, oh, yep, I'm going to fucking, you know, like people are doing the lotto. It's like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, this is it. But people who want to kill themselves, yeah, fuck yeah, this is it. I'm going to kill myself. When I developed that joke, that's what this is. Like, this is like me doing live stand-up. And then just tossing it to the internet and seeing if anybody cares.
Yeah, you need a journal to write all these jokes down in and then just...
I got a few good jokes.
Leave them there.
Do you want to hear my opening joke for my stand-up set?
Go for it.
So Bill Cosby's been in the news lately. Have you not heard this joke? This is a recurring bit on the podcast.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, this is my recurring joke. Have you not heard this? I've told this joke like probably like 95 times.
I don't listen to the podcast, like the audience.
No, I think I did it with you. I think I did this episode, an episode with you and I said
probably.
It.
I don't fucking know.
So Bill Cosby's in the news lately for allegedly drugging and raping women. Well, I guess women say the darndest things because he hosted that show called
The Darndest Things.
Kids say the darndest things. The kid goes, oh, I watched, you know, Pokemon with the Pokey and the Mon and the, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
that's yes, I remember that.
How do you think he's doing? Cosby, is he in jail?
Is he dead?
No. Is he dead?
I don't fucking know. They're all dead.
Is Bill Cosby dead? Question mark. Bill Cosby was born on...
He was born? We know that much.
He's still married to his wife. Can you believe that?
I mean, you can still be married once you're dead.
No, what I'm saying is he fucking drugged and raped women. That's why I'm wondering. Not that he's dead.
Okay. Allegedly.
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 Oh, fuck me. I can't believe.
What other cool raven facts do I have? They're carnivorous.
Sidebar real quick.
They eat not doing bugs, spiders, frogs. Okay, cool raven fact. This is legit. They're the only bird species in Australia that can eat the cane toad. They have figured out that you can flip the toad over and eat it from the belly to avoid the venom glands in the neck of the cane toad.
Sometimes I make jokes about killing myself like on a live stream, but I think like the way to go would be to kill myself right now while recording this podcast.
Put the gun away.
Do you remember that gun? The fake gun I had?
Yeah.
It wasn't fake. I don't know where it is,
actually. Fake.
It's it's under my TV in one of the prop baskets. I've still got these, like, speaking of 250th anniversary of the On We Talk podcast, many random outfits I've worn on the podcast in videos. Chuck the Sailor Moon outfit one out because I thought...
A bit too much cum on
I've got a High School Musical one. I don't remember that.
High School Musical?
Yeah, I just had it. Oh, the cheerleader. Like the... You know, like the cheerleading outfit of the High School Musical. What's it called? I don't know. Go Wildcats.
Why did you have that?
I don't know. I don't remember using it in a video. And I don't remember using it in my real life. Oh, I could have done an OnlyFans stream. I'm not sure.
How's the OnlyFans going for you anyway?
Zero subs, just like my YouTube channel.
What's that mukbang guy on YouTube that has an OnlyFans?
Nikado Avocado.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Really well.
Good on him.
I also think he's a character. I don't think that's really him.
Yeah. I agree. It is definitely a character. He does it so well.
He does do it really well.
Smart guy.
Do you know I do a character on this podcast? Like I pretend that I like you, but I actually fucking hate your fucking guts, cunt.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
What do you mean? For all I've done for you? I shouldn't hate you, but I do. And I've done so much for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's a character. That's what you're saying.
No, I actually do fucking hate you though. Do you know why?
Join the club.
Because when we were at school, I used to say to you, because I used to call you a Jew. Don't know why. And I'd say Jew sure, and you'd be really upset, and I'd be just like, go along with the joke, you fucking nerd, and slap you over the back of the head. You're a little pussy at school, actually.
Yeah, I know. Now look at me.
You're not a Chad.
No, I never said I was a Chad.
No, you just... That's what you were insinuating with your fucking... You know, your tribal tattoos, you stupid fuck.
Tribal?
Yeah, look at me. I got tribal tattoos. Yeah, why do you ever... You do. Why is only one arm covered, not the other?
Because I'm... waiting.
Are you going to get my face on your arm? Can you get On We Talk tattooed on you?
If you make it to... 500,000 subs. I'm not even going to say a million. 500,000. I will get Ennui tattooed on my back.
On your back?
On my back, yeah.
How big?
Oh, I'd say like phone size, like Ennui TV.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. If you make it to 500,000 subs, there you go.
I can get Ennui tattooed on you.
I'll get Ennui.tv tattooed.
Why.tv? We don't use that URL anymore. Do you even know the fucking the branding of the channel? You stupid fuck.
On Weed Radio.
No, that's the second channel. Podcast. There's two.
I don't fucking know. Tattooed, like, it's a tramp stamp on my lower back.
Okay, deal.
And I'll wear crop tops for a week.
Can I write it? Can I write it? And then, yep.
In whatever font you want, yep.
Sweet.
Done.
It's getting clipped. I'm going to say that for a rainy day, aka the day that I finally succeed.
There'll be like a live countdown for 500,000 subs, and I'll be just laying there, like, crying in the fucking tattoo chair.
I need to see what we're on now. What do you think?
They'll be like, yeah, okay.
How many subs do you think we have right now? I guess. On the radio, on the Omi radio channel.
82.
82. You'd be pleasantly surprised. It's actually 107.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And what about the main Omi channel? What do you think?
470.
No, you shot too high. 335.
I mean, yeah, ballpark.
And we released an episode 2 hours ago. Guess how many views it has?
7.
2.
Man,
we're getting there, man.
Hey, it'll happen.
Will it?
It'll happen.
Do you think we're funny enough to be successful?
Build it and they will come.
Who said that?
It was in some movie.
That's Steve Jobs?
It was like a baseball movie, I think. I don't know.
Who said build it and we will come?
They will. Fuck me.
It's from Kevin. It's from Kevin James in Paul Blart Mall Cop. It's not actually.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
It's from Kevin Costner in the movie Field of Dreams.
That's the one.
In the movie, Costner's relationship character struggling.
See, yeah, I told you it's a baseball movie.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a baseball movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He builds a stadium.
Mm. He builds a stadium, a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie.
Neither. Seen that clip.
Have you? Yeah, well, obviously, because he fucking just repeated it.
Mm.
So, famous last words. Is that what you said? Did he get killed?
No.
Builds and they will come, fine. And his son just fucking shoots him in the head. Speaking of movies, I skimmed through it. It was one of those movies and TikTok said, oh, you shouldn't watch this. It's too scary. It's called Megan is Missing. Two young girls and like, oh, it starts off like, it's like all like found footage and like webcam stuff. It's okay. Mm-hmm. What it is, it's structured as a documentary. It's not. And like a lot of it's like home movie stuff and then like their webcam chats and then like news stuff and like, oh, this is the footage we found on her camera, blah, blah, blah. And that's like, one of the girls starts talking to a guy online and then disappears. And then they get like a news report on it. And the girl tries to go save her or like to find out who it is. And they know it's the guy she's been talking to and like 13, 14 year old kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets kidnapped as well. And then there's a set like, oh, we're playing like the last bit's like, here's like the 20 minute uncut camera footage of the rest of it of the rest of the footage on her camera, and it's like the guy and he has like the second girl tied up and shit, and then it's him just like ramming her from behind and then tosses in some like little area and it's the dead body of the other girl. Yeah, it's just kind of
probably shouldn't be watching that, man. That sounds a bit bad.
But then like people go watch a Serbian film and go, very cool, very nice.
Very nice.
Is that your poor impression?
Yeah. Oh, love him.
See, I didn't think the Human Centipede was that bad.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah.
But there was a movie called Cannibal Holocaust, which like it wasn't that bad, but apparently they like, because like there's scenes of like people impaled on like these big spikes and they're like, people actually thought it was real. And then there was like, animals that were killed, like pigs and shit.
Mm.
And they actually were killed.
Yeah, okay.
It's nobody has any fucking consideration on recording the 250th episode. They're just slamming doors. The guys in the audio probably didn't even hear it.
Nah, they don't hear it.
I don't like watching movies just for the shock value. I like watching movies for the sex appeal. Like that movie Cuties, like that was a bad movie.
Woo.
Sorry, no, that was a sidebar real quick. Times 11.
It doesn't count if it's a sidebar. Yeah, okay, cool. I used to love, when we were in high school, deep diving on those movie streaming websites, the not-so-legal ones. where you could just watch whatever movie you wanted. Not pirating. Because you didn't download it, right? It was
correct. It was just streaming. A stream,
yeah. It's totally.
And what'd you watch?
Just random movies from fucking the 80s or 70s. Just random old horror movies that for back then were pretty horrifying. For now, they're like, I don't know, nothing. Rated M. Those really old sci-fi movies. There were some really cool old ones.
I thought you were going to start mentioning like, oh yeah, watch Two Girls, One Cup.
Like there was one movie where it was like, do you remember Logan's Run?
Oh, vaguely.
Yeah, I remember that movie. That's a cool movie. But like movies like that, where it's like really just dystopian, but all 80s sort of vaporwave sci-fi type shit.
Vaporwave? Is that a genre of movie? Like the style?
But it's like that pinky, purpley, orangey.
Is that how they filmed? Was it actually like
sci-fi color scheme?
Interesting.
Yeah, the vaporwave. Yeah.
See, I was purely a torrenter. Not anymore. Definitely wouldn't do that.
I never torrented.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked having the physical video.
No, I was happy with streaming it.
Really?
I'm happy with watching a movie once, one and done.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch it any more than once, so.
Interesting. Riveting.
How many times have you watched Cuties?
Oh, 7?
Average age in the movie.
That's a good reference to the start of the podcast. We're talking about age of consent. I believe the age of consent in South Korea is 19.
19?
In like 19, it's 17 in North Korea. Can you believe that?
Why is that?
Well, one's North Korea and one's South Korea. Something like that.
Does Kimmy like him young?
Kim Jong-il?
Is it ill or un? Un.
Oh, it's either ill or it's fully sick. Ill, like I'm pretty ill. I thought it was funny. That was a fucking funny ass joke. Do you have a question to ask the fans? Have you seen Cuties yet?
No, don't say. If you were in my shoes, would you off yourself?
Because if I was, thanks for listening to the On We Talk podcast.
250.
Can't believe that. We only missed like 120 weeks of the podcast.
Ah, it's nothing.
Actually, now that I think about it, there were some weeks where I started doing 2 episodes a week. It was actually like more like probably 200 weeks I missed. I probably missed like 4 years in there. That's crazy. That's cray cray.
Cray cray.
Better listen now. Am I in focus? I feel like I'm slightly out. Now I'm in focus. Now I'm not.
No, you're more in focus.
Now I'm not.
Now I'm not.
You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not.